Keynotes by Werner Schroeder. All creation takes place accompanied by a symphony of exquisite melody. Every individual sent forth from the heart of the Creator has a particular note or tone which is established by a consciously created wavelength. That cosmic tone, also called keynote, is emitted by every electron of that particular life stream and flows out continually as part of the music of the spheres. As the electrons swing around the central core of love, their speed determines the note, which may be used in any number of blends. Every ascended master and every ascended master retreat also has his and its own keynote. This keynote may be contained in a known musical composition. By playing a tape or record containing the keynote, the student may attune to the radiation of an ascended being or that of a retreat. During the Bridge to Freedom activity of the 1950s, many melodies containing the keynotes of ascended masters and retreats were given. The most powerful way to attune an ascended master is by use of his picture. The second most effective way of forming a bridge, thereby connecting with the consciousness of the ascended master, is the use of his keynote. The ascended master Mary explained to the students that whenever Jesus approached, the melody, Joy to the World, his keynote, was heard by her and some of the disciples. Many stated the melody was so distinctive, she wondered why all of the disciples could not hear it. The following excerpts are from the dictations of ascended beings when addressing students on his subject. The keynote of my own life stream, flowing through the songs so kindly dedicated to me, has brought great numbers of the angels of resurrection into the atmosphere of this room tonight. Archangel Gabriel, April 15, 1954. Every planet of the solar system vibrates at different rates. It has a different vibration as well as music, which represents the keynote of that planet as it swings around the sun. The body is created by the body elemental, devas and builders of form, around the keynote of the life stream. Every electron swinging around the core that makes up the atoms and organs, and every organ as they are set into motion, all follow the same rhythm and pattern of the keynote. When discord or disharmony break that rhythm and one or more organ is thrown off the natural harmony of following its keynote, there is disintegration of various organs and disease. Elohim of Purity, November 7, 1954. Sanat Kumara and those who came with him from Venus have been called Lords of the Flame. In his descent into the heart of Shambhala, he brought with him a concentration of the flame that had never been known on the planet Earth, because it represented the vibratory action of Venus. This flame he externalized at Shambhala, and it has expanded and intensified through these millions of years since that time, pouring out the keynote of Venus and the vibration of the superior star into the atmosphere of Earth and the consciousness of its peoples. A stream of light from this cosmic flame is anchored into the heart of every human being who embodies on earth. This ray of light has sustained the flame in the heart of each one evolving on earth. The action of the flame of Shambhala was primarily designed to create self-conscious generating centers of light through the life intelligences inhabiting the earth. The sole purpose and reason for Sanat Kumara's presence is to create these self-conscious light bearers. This is the only way and means by which the planet can fulfill its destiny and contribute to the universal solar song. Almoria, March 17, 1956. In order to make a powerful connection with the consciousness of the particular master or with an ascended master retreat, the following suggestions are given. Do some violet flame decrees. Read a dictation from the master. Listen to the keynote of the master. Give your attention to the picture of the master. Become still. And radiate love to the master. Feel the outpouring from your heart. Accept and experience the radiation from the master on the returning current.